Good morning, everyone. We're here at Radio Entrepreneurs with two great guests. We have Bruce Patz and Julie Carroll of Associated Payroll and Human Capital Management. Good morning.
And Total HR Solutions.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you're in an interesting space. I think all entrepreneurs need to know the exposures of their employees and payroll and how complicated it is. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you formed and what you provide?
So in the Total HR Solutions, we are truly a customized outsourcing. What that means for the small business and the entrepreneurs is we provide HR solutions that meet their needs. So for many, it's completely saying, we don't want to do anything with the HR. We'll be their HR office. We just sit in a different space. For our other clients, it is just supporting their current staff, someone in place. And as we know, with all the changes in, kind of compliance, but more so the climate and the temperament. The laws haven't changed that dramatically, but the climate and how our new workforces are managed in there is what's changed a lot. So we'll provide compliance, education, and HR solutions to help them meet the needs of, carrying on running their human capital.
Yeah, that's a great offering, because for entrepreneurs, I think one of the struggles is managing the people. And, they have to know that when the Sick Pay Leave Act changes, Mini Cobra, the list goes on and on. And
yeah, then they do even have to pay holidays.
And a lot of them, the fact that you're, kind of dovetailing this to what they do is important, because a lot of people go on and buy a manual that's downloaded nationally and it doesn't meet state compliance.
Exactly right.
And what are some of the complexities you see, not necessarily the suits, but the complexities of, managing a day-to-day?
I think for each business, they have a unique offering and a unique way to approach their workforce. So I think the challenges are trying to interpret what the law is and then what's the best practice for using that in your company, or what best practices, to your point, not really what's happening in lawsuits. Our role is to, in your world, I say I'm kind of the collision part of your auto, right? You want to make sure everything's protected. So we look at their compliance and the major places that they could end up with an issue when a problem arises. And then we build from there. What would you like to do? How can we help you with your workforce? You're a small company or a mid-sized company. How do you keep employees? You get capped out with benefits. So we administer benefits. We help them with their employee conflict management, performance management. And again, to that point, performance management can be 10 different things for 10 different companies.
Right.
If you're a four-person company, you don't usually have the manpower to sit down each year. So what can you do to meet that need that helps you without, offering any problems?
And you're providing the policies and procedure handbooks, whatever they feel
Correct.
Is necessary.
Correct. And, appropriate handbooks for their company size and going over the regulations for each one.
Yeah.
Job descriptions, and that's kind of the compliance section. But when you're done with that compliance section, what's next?
Even now, computer usage and cell phones, what can you download on your... It's one thing after another for the small business
owner. What ends up happening with the small business owner? If a company's under 100 employees, human resource tends to be reactive, and we're trying to bring some offerings to these small business owners, because somebody who owns a 30-employee plumbing company, they probably started as a plumber, more likely. And this is what they enjoy, this is what they like, this is what they focus on. And human resource compliance and developing programs that motivate employees and attract and keep good employees tend to be in the background, or something that they don't enjoy as much and that they don't have an expertise in. So,
and certainly getting quality people is a challenge.
That's a challenge in any business.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. And understanding what those employees that are now coming in, as we talk about the different generations, what do they want? What is their real expectation when they come to an interview? What are they really looking for in a company? It's changed and evolved over years. So I think for a lot of, to Bruce's points, they started as a plumber. They didn't really worry about a handbook.
Right.
it wasn't their thing.
And a struggle for some is to understand, that they can buy insurance now for employment acts, wrongful termination, harassment, but they don't understand the soft cost of how involved it is once the incident occurs.
Yeah.
So, and on the other side, in order to get the best terms and conditions, if you have proactive procedures and policies in place, those get under it and you get a better price.
And to that point, we have a lot of companies that are professional companies that will contact us to say, hey, can you help our clients get this in place because we know we can get them a better rate or do that. So we work in both fronts there, mm-hmm. directly with the employer and then sometimes with even, you know, a 401k specialist that, you know, he's looking for some support to do open enrollments and that kind of compliance. So
And Bruce, shifting over to payroll, now this is something ironically yeah. that I deal with a lot because I do see a lot of startups. I get them referred from Boston law firms, CPAs or whatever. And one of the things I tell them is have a good team, have a good accountant, a good lawyer, a good payroll. And they say, well, can't we run a payroll ourselves? And, you know, my feeling is if you run a mistake on payroll tax and get caught or there's an issue, it just never gets undone. So,
well, the interesting thing about payroll now is it's evolved over time. It really is a function of what goes on the human resource side. So onboarding employees, tracking time, and then, of course, you know, payroll should just flow out of that. But you just raised a very good point. I look at payroll as kind of like it's very quiet until it goes wrong. Nobody even notices it until it becomes a commodity until there's a problem. We have some nice specialties in certain industries. We tend to do a lot of restaurants. We have a lot of household doctors and dentists and a lot of mm-hmm. tradesmen. Those tradespeople, I should say. So there's really about four or five industries we tend to have a concentration of a lot of clients. But it's really building good procedures around hiring, tracking data, and then of course moving that into the payroll product. And it's just a lot of just execution and making sure that the direct deposits are there when the employee's on payday.
And how automated, you know, if we want to interact with other services, 401k is your product.
The goal is always to try to talk to the other systems as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So the answer is most of the time the integration can work seamlessly, and that's the goal. And then we have a lot of clients that the payroll is all salaried. I mean, that's restaurants don't fall under that category.
Oh.
But you know, for clients that where the payroll doesn't change very much, you know, there's not as much need to talk to time and attendance systems. But the goal is always to try to limit double input of information as much as possible.
And from a niche perspective, both of you, what sort of size companies are you looking for? If I'm an entrepreneur, where is your space that you're adding value and feeling good?
Well, for me, we kind of stay in the small business space. So from my perspective, small businesses, you know, 300 or under. However, we do work with some larger clients as well because we're working with their core team to help them bring, you know, more compliance or trainings. We, you know, a big part of what we do now is training workshops for our current clients as well as clients that are looking to look at, you know, harassment, discrimination, prevention, and workshop trainings. We have a virtual product as well as an on-site product. Mm. So I think our sweet spot, as we call it, is the 10 to 150. That's where we see the most return, and that industry is really looking for a resource that meets their need. But to your point, we do a lot of startups, biotech right now, a lot of the, I will say, the kind of lead generation of millennials, they're doing kind of the due diligence, and hats off to you for suggesting, you know, who do you have for accounting, payroll, who's my HR? They're asking that question and getting that done before. So they'll come to us and say, I'm only two people, but I want a handbook, I want job descriptions, I want to make sure I'm doing everything right that can grow me to six, and I'll come back in 9 months.
Well, I think with a lot of entrepreneurs, and I've been in small business most of my career, you know, I think one of the things that happens is you start a business, and I think you said it early on, you're technically savvy with plumbing or whatever. Your trade is being a doctor. Doctor's a good example.
That's a very good example.
But you're running a medical practice with, you know, requirements for HIPAA and billing and Medicaid, and I think knowing everything is impossible. So what I try to tell them is if you have a good team, you can focus on growing what you're supposed to.
You really make your money.
Yeah. Your sales and your customers.
Well, Julie couldn't say it better. Our clients are really, you know, they're near each other because a lot of times we're working on a lot of the same clients, but not always. But our clients are typically 1 to 150 employees.
Yeah.
And usually the 1 to 10s, often they're going to grow bigger. And, you know, sometimes they're small, closely held family businesses. They're going to kind of stay in that range.
And so you can deal with a couple of nationals and some other locals. What segregates you from the competition?
We're not self-service. We're not technology-driven. So, you know, the national competitors are great at what they do. And for a larger company, having those big technology pieces work. They have a stronger infrastructure in place. You call and our small businesses get the same dedicated client manager each and every time. Mm-hmm. The training is done by the same three people within our organization. So we are direct contact and management within their organization versus a self-service model. And I mean, going on and looking at kind of HR information and templates and then contacting a general call center and asking someone a question. So we're direct client servicing, and again, we're passionate about the small business world. My career path, likewise, has always been that way, and I enjoy it. So I think Bruce and I both bring that perspective, but we like this small business and entrepreneurial area. I like to come in and help people and see it change. It's wonderful. So we're different, and that's not our market. And we're not a technology piece for that. Now, Bruce's company has technology that brings that to the small businesses.
And I've been doing this for 21 years. So, you know, I think we have the ability to integrate technology now into a client's needs, all the way from onboarding, time and attendance to track information, all the way through processing payroll. You know, it's a cliche to say, oh, we provide great service, that's how we compete. Nobody's going to say that they don't compete on service. But I would say it's obviously service, but it's really solutions. It's providing good, efficient solutions for people, whether it's sometimes using technology, which obviously that can come into play, or it's really giving them good advice with good industry knowledge of how their payroll should work and where their risks lie. So, of course, it's service like any other company would have, but it's really providing very good solutions and efficient solutions for their needs.
Explain the third offering you had. We talked payroll, HR.
About 13 years ago, companies started getting involved, or certain huge players in the payment processing space, merchant processing space, started going into payroll. So we started getting a lot of calls from our clients asking for credit card machines just out of the blue about literally 12, 13, 14 years ago. So I realized that it was really, they were calling us because of trust. And, you know, they probably figured since we were calculating taking money out of their account to pay taxes, we should be able to, and their employers, that we should be able to put money into their account. So we really learned that industry, and now we have a separate business where we help solve the payment needs of our clients. And a lot of times those clients are people that use us for HR and payroll processing, but other times they're clients that just use us in that area. And that's typically anywhere from accepting ACH, debit card payments, credit card payments. There's programs now where retailers and merchants can actually pass a lot of the interchange fees for merchant processing onto the clients. It's called cash discount programs. So we really, this could be clients who need to take payments online, remotely, via their cellular. So we have a three employees that work full-time in that company, and we're building that business and solving the payments needs of our clients, because obviously the people don't carry on cash. And even writing checks is a foreign thing to a lot of people. So companies are having to get very creative about how they take payments. And if they do it the right way, they can get paid, you know, obviously on time and quicker is the goal for every company.
And Julie and Bruce, what geography did you serve?
Well, my geography is really across the U.S. currently right now. Actually, it's global. So we have some clients that have employees in Canada. We have businesses in New York. We're strong in the restaurant industry as well, although we're across the board. So we have clients in New York, Georgia, Florida. We can do multi-state, and we do very limited global, but those are U.S.-based companies that have a few employees that are working remote globally.
Yeah, most of our clients, I would say, probably originated, a lot of them, like in the New England area, but we're capable of handling all 50 states and even have some one-off situations with employees, you know, outside of the U.S.
I think the New England region is our strongest.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's our footprint.
Right, that's
our,
yeah.
Similar to us.
Yeah.
If I'm an entrepreneur and I want to get in touch with you folks, how would I do it?
Well, we're available. You can go to our website online, which is totalhrsol.com. You can contact us by phone, 978-298-5454. Or we have a general email called service@totalhrsol.com, which will reach my entire team.
Excellent. Well,
And actually, you can reach our company through everything that Julie just said, but I have some additional contact information. We have associatedhcm.com is our website. And people can call me on my direct cell phone number anytime, 617-435-2239.
Excellent. Well, this was very informative for the entrepreneurs, for both payroll and HR. Certainly, areas they can outsource to maximize what they get for a return on their investment. I think that's the best route to go for a lot of folks. So I'm here, John Dustin from JED Insurance, and this was Bruce Patz and Julie Carroll of Associated Payroll and Human Capital Management.
Thanks, Sean.
Excellent. Thank you very much.